Has this changing the clocks back just totally screwed you the past couple days?
You know, it actually does screw people up. It screws up the circadian rhythm.
It's really screwed mine up bad. So, real bad.
So they put like, first and foremost, oh, look at that. Oh, now we're looking down.
No, that's terrible.
Get it back. Put it back. Tell her to put it back. So they put in now, they put in into, I don't know, the Senate, Congress, whatever, government, whatever.
The clowns.
Bah, the clown show. Is to, like, leave it alone. Just, like, leave it the frick alone. Like, quit screwing shit up. Leave the sky alone. Leave the clock alone. Leave the ocean alone.
They'll never do that. There's no money in that.
What? Well, maybe the pharmaceutical companies did this so you'll buy some sleep tablets or something. But God. Honestly,
I've been fighting with trolls on Instagram yesterday.
Why? Who are the trolls trolling? What about it?
You know, we can't get into it. But
oh,
you know.
Okay.
You know, we each have our crusade that we.
No, I'm going to be babysitting Tito soon.
You are?
Yeah, he's going to come stay with me for a couple days.
Oh.
Well, now Lily's been spayed. I know he doesn't have any.
Hey.
He's shooting blanks, but. Yeah,
that'll be fun.
Anyway,
they'll be exhausted.
I'll be exhausted. Bob will be like, "What the hell are you doing?" I said, "Well, I wanted to try out whether or not you wanted a third dog."
Wait, does he really want a third dog?
If it was up to Bob, we'd have 30 dogs.
Well, because don't you have to take care of everything?
Yeah, I take care of everything. Are you kidding me? I told him.
It's easy for him to want another dog.
Yesterday,
is this a Bob Chronicle?
It's a Bob Chronicle. Okay, I'm going to get started on a Bob Chronicle. Hi, dolls.
I love the Bob Chronicles.
So he, like, every now and then, he likes to go and roll dice, right? He likes to throw dice, and he's really good at it. Like, he never really loses. Like, I used to love to gamble, but I don't really gamble
anymore.
But
what's the rule? I love the rule.
He has to
give you half his winnings.
Yeah, so he said, I feel like I want to roll dice. This was last night. I said, well, go ahead and go. I don't care. Go throw some dice. So he calls me up. He goes, I walked in, and within 10 minutes, I was up $5,400.
Holy shit.
And I walked out. I'm on my way home. I said, okay. Mind you,
that's a good cleanup.
Yeah, he did really well. And so I cleaned up. Because, you know, I was gone all last week, the house dirty, right? I'm cleaning it up, picking up all the crap. Like,
yeah.
I don't know how my house can get so dirty with just two people living there, but it gets dirty. So I'm cleaning up. So he comes in and he gives me my cash and I go, I am a cleaning prostitute. You are basically paying me to clean this house. So now my new name is the cleaning prostitute.
Well, you charge a hefty fee. That's a good price.
He didn't give me half this time, but he did give me a good chunk. But I'm a cleaning prostitute.
He should have given you half.
I'm prostituting myself for winnings to clean the house.
You could outsource that for cheaper.
Well, I do have a cleaning service that comes in every 2 weeks to do like the detailed cleaning. I'd like to keep my house pretty clean.
Yeah, like straightened up.
Yeah, I keep it straightened up, but like I do have someone to come in and like clean the cab. You know, the wash down the windows. I ain't doing all that. Forget it. I just can't. I'm exhausted. All I'd be doing my whole life would be cleaning.
I know. Same.
But
all right. So,
I'm a cleaning prostitute. That's my new.
I'm co-hosting with a cleaning prostitute.
That's right. See, it's a new podcast.
We should name
this the cleaning prostitute. Little do you know, there's good money in being a cleaning prostitute.
Oh, can't wait to see the comments we get on this.
Good money in it.
Let's just kind of recap. So for everyone, this episode is going to be just like everyone else. It's going to be all over the place. So first, we're going to talk a little bit about last week, our visit to HSN.
Oh, I do want to talk about that.
Then we're going to talk a little bit more about menopause and a collab that we're doing with Dr. Kellyanne. I use her bone broth and love it. So she just launched a supplement line, which is exciting.
Yeah, big fan of Dr. Kellyanne.
Yeah, me too. And then we're going to go into... You and I are going to play a little game with each other.
Are we going to play a game? Okay.
Yeah. And we're each going to ask each other three truths that we've learned throughout our careers on what this beauty industry does not want you to know.
Oh, God. I have to think about that.
Oh, I could just sit here and ramble them off for an hour.
Whenever we're going to play that, I'm going to start thinking.
All right. Well, hold those brain cells. We got about half an hour.
I only have one brain cell.
All right. Well, hold it.
I'll gently hold it.
Freeze it. All right, so last week, HSN, okay. TS, Great Week.
Can I talk about this for a second?
Go for it.
All right. So at HSN, we launched our brand new tinted moisturizer. Okay. It did obviously very well. I mean, it's basically gone. There's like a shade or two left. Now, I try when I'm on air to manage expectations as to what you're going to receive, how you want to use it, why it's different, all of those things. So I don't know if any of you dolls on here, if you happen to pick it up, please go to HSN and read a review, because people are forgetting, and I said the whole day, you have to shake it up. It's a different type of formula. It isn't cake batter. It's not a typical whipped foundation.
Right. It's really fluid.
It's really fluid. I said it is a serum, which a serum is literally watery, and the pigment are suspended. Once you shake... Oh, I already shook it. So when you get it home, it sounds like really watery.
You know what? I think we should have put it in a dropper.
Yeah, if you don't.
But we didn't.
I know. We probably should have changed the component, whatever. But if you don't shake it up and squirt it out, the serum and the foundation are going to be separated. It's a suspension formula. I didn't want to get too technical, but I just said, if you don't shake it up to wake it up, you will hate it. I literally said that on air, and now the reviews are coming in on HSN Gum. It's watery. No crap, people. I told you it was going to be watery. I appreciate your opinion, but here's the deal. If you don't do what I asked you to do, don't hammer me for it.
Well, it's all right. Listen, everyone's entitled to their opinion.
Yes. Oh, let's be politically correct.
We want to make sure you have the best experience that you can with the product.
Yes.
And so it is really liquid. It's a really different delivery system. And should we have put it in a dropper like some of those other products that are really liquidy? Maybe, but we wanted to keep it easy.
Easy.
And put it in the pump.
And cheaper too, PSM, by the way.
So, you know, listen, if you did get it at home, we'd love for you to leave a review. We read them all.
She's being so politically correct.
Yeah, well, I'm being honest. We do read them all. You know,
I read everyone. And all of a sudden, first one came in, people love it, love it, love it, love it. Then all of a sudden, I'm getting hammered. It's watery, 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 watery.
It's supposed to be watery.
And I specifically said all day, because I believe in honesty. And I believe in managing expectations. If you think it's going to be a regular, thick, heavy thing, I said, it isn't. It's very liquidy. I showed it on air. It's like, if that's not like what floats your boat, then it's not. But
that's okay.
It's okay.
Right?
I'm all right with that. But anyway, if you did get it and you're going, oh, it's watery. I get it. It's supposed to be watery.
That was the point.
That was the point of the whole formula. And I said, once you shake it, you pump it like four times and all of a sudden... Five, maybe seven times.
You gotta prep it.
It's water, but once you shake it, it becomes like this really pretty cream-like texture. But look how liquidy it is. It is. It's a moisturizer. It was never meant to be a foundation. I didn't say there was a foundation. I just said it was a tinted moisturizer that gave you really great coverage.
Your skin looks great, by the way.
Well, I have it on right now.
It looks
the tinted
beautiful.
Moisturizer. But it's so nice. It's really nice, but I get that.
I think it's
people
everybody
forget.
That is using it the right way is loving it.
And I'm not allowed to like say hey, whatever, you know.
Yeah, we're not allowed to respond.
I can't respond, and I so want to respond and say, oh my gosh, you're not getting the right experience. If you shook it, you would love it, because everybody that does it right says it's the most phenomenal thing they've ever put on the face. My mom loves it. My sister loves it. Your mom says it's the best thing we ever
made. She said it's the best product we ever made.
Emily's grandma, Candy, loves it. Her mom, when you shake it, first, if you don't shake it, it squirts out. You're going to go, what the heck is this crap? But I did try, and I'm sorry, there is on the back, it says really big, not on this one because it's an office one, shake well. Says it.
Well, you know that expression. I'm going to use it. We're
all
not
right.
Nutella. We can't, unfortunately, make everyone happy. But we really try to.
We really try to.
So, you know, listen.
Ugh. I mean, listen, I understand that not everybody is going to love everything
Look what we came in, guys.
That's cute.
The new tote bag.
Yeah, it's really cute.
It's really cute. I love it. It's got a great little saying on the back, so We're going to get these up on the website. They're going to be a GWP in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, we're going to be doing a gift with purchase. We always like to update those. But anyway, I just, if you guys received it from HSN, if you don't love it, try shaking it. If you don't love it after you shake it, then send it back. I don't care. You know, I know that not everybody's going to love everything that we make. I'm very much a realist. Not everyone is going to love it. I get it. I get that. Because that's the beauty of the world. There's options, right? And everybody's different and unique. But I hate when you don't, when, if you use it right and you don't love it, I get it. But If you didn't shake it, you're going to hate it. I said that on air.
I know. But listen, it's going to be what it's going to be. If you
She's being really kind today.
If you did get it, we just want you to leave a review. That's it.
Yeah.
Because then we can improve on the formulation. We can do something different.
And if you leave a review,
whatever.
Just make sure you say, I shook it. And I loved it.
I used it the right way.
Yes. I shook it up. And like Dar said, oh my gosh, it went on my skin. It is fabulous.
I just put that on, and okay. I got color. I got color.
Okay, now.
Whoa, look at the color.
I told you. Here's the second thing. So we just launched. It sold out on QVC and just about sold out on HSN, and I want to talk to what this lip oil is and how you use it and why it's different. So you see it. It's black, like a blacky purple color. That color actually comes from plum and pomegranate and
blueberry
extract, fruit extracts. And it's a light pH. It's not like this harsh pH. But if you, it's that changes. It adapts to your natural skin tone, your lip tone. And it takes, with a lip oil, it's not like a lipstick because it's very fluid. It takes a minute to develop. Okay, so you're not going to put it on and all of a sudden you're going to see, like, color.
No, it takes, like, about 5 minutes.
Yeah, it just takes a minute. So I'm going to show you on my hand. Now, obviously, it works better when you have, like, saliva because that's the pH that comes from your lips.
You know why? You know what's interesting? When I put this on my lips the last time, my lips were dry and mm-hmm. I didn't feel like I got as much color, but I had, like, a little something underneath this and now I just put it on and it's, like, a lot of color.
Yeah, you get a lot of color. So here's, it's new. So a lot of people are like, well, I put it on and you get a lot of color. So I'm going to tell you something. It's not meant to be that heavy old 1980s fuchsia lip color that's like bright pink, holy manoli. This is meant to give you a flush of color. So once the oil seeps into the lips and leaves them hydrated, it's not going to stay oily on the lips. It's going to instantly hydrate them. And then you can go ahead and put your lip gloss or whatever. It's going to leave a slight stain depending on your pH. It's not meant to be a heavy, harsh stain. That's not what this product's about. So you'll see how it's starting to develop on my hand. See how it's developed? It's not meant to be the harsh one. It's meant to be a tint. It is a lip
oil. That's
what
it is.
Tint. So I tried it. Now watch when I take it off. It leaves a tint of color. A tint of color. It's not going to be. Now, for some people, it can, if they have like, they're very acidic, it depends on whether you're alkaline or acidic. Sometimes it can go really, really a richer color. But for the most of it, it's just meant to leave a flush to the lips, not supposed to be like this, like fast. Big, if you want that, get the lipsticks. This is a lip oil.
This is a little more gentle.
See?
It stays.
It's not on my cup.
I'll show you that.
No. It stays and it stains. But I want to show you, but it takes a minute to develop. So don't expect it to put it on and then it's and go, oh, it's not.
Yeah, you need to wait 5 minutes.
You have to wait. Yeah. It has to develop. And once it develops, then it will be your color, depending, like, Lee's color is a little different than mine. It's different than everyone. So I know that a lot of people that got these at QVC, it was last Friday, are just getting them now. So I wanted to, sometimes those shows at QVC when I was on Over 50 and Fabulous, they're just fun and crazy.
Yeah.
So you don't really get to talk about, hey, how to use it.
Yeah.
What to expect, what is going to, and sometimes when we do stuff that's like so different,
right?
It's different.
That's why it's hard to be first, right?
I don't like to be first. I want to be last.
Because
but anyway,
everybody knows.
So just so you know, it does stain. It stains on the lip. A light stain, not like anything crazy. And then you can just put your lip gloss
over
the top.
Yeah, and I like that it's not on my coffee cup. It's, yeah. You can't see it. It's just on my lips.
So that's it. So if you did get the HSN TS, shake it.
And it's coming to Canada next week.
Yes, it is.
We're giving you the heads up. If you get it, I want you to make sure you shake
it. Just have to make sure. I tried to make sure, honestly, because I knew if you didn't shake it, you would hate it. That's a fact. Because it's going to squirt out and you go, what the heck is this? But also, it's just so different. It's a suspension formula.
That's why it looks like skin.
Yeah, that's why it's so fluid. It can't be thick. It can't be heavy. It was just so... a different, unique type of formula for a tinted moisturizer instead of being like a heavy, like, Vaseline on your face, right? So, anyway, that was it. That was my grindy...
That was your open. All right, so listen, on this podcast, we like to talk about beauty and wellness.
Is this the normal height?
We get a little controversial at times, which is okay.
This is it?
Yeah, I think so. Why?
It's all the way down.
Just go like that.
Testing. Hello. Sweaty balls.
Oh, my
God. What? Go ahead. Oh, all right. Talk about what's the giveaway.
So
is this on our Insta? Is it on Facebook? Where is it?
It's on our Instagram.
So, what's in your cup, Emily? It looks like lemonade pee. Oh, my gosh. It looks like pee. I got to tell you something really quick before you get into that.
What?
For any of my dolls out there that have animals.
Okay.
This is before we get in. That have animals and they have peed, vomited, upchucked a hairball, took a dump, I don't care, and you're left on your carpet with a gross bile shit.
Oh, what is it? What is it? You got
stain.
A new product?
Yes. What I'm telling you because I know Lola does it.
What is it? What is it? Tell me.
I thought, okay, I'm going to get scammed, but I got served this stuff called My Pet Peed. That's the name of the product.
Good name. Very to the point.
My Pet Peed. And I said, so my dog... my dog and my cat both went into my son's room, which was the first room that we redid. And of course, we put down like a slightly, ever so slightly off-white carpet, right? We put like this beautiful off-white kind of like soft carpet.
Oh, I remember this happened last year.
Yes, one was last year. And then then Nuggy did it again.
Oh my God.
Biley, like, you know, yellow. You know that you never get that yellow.
I thought you were going to make Bob replace the carpet last year.
No, we were going to replace the carpet this year.
Okay.
Because we're going upstairs and we're going to finish the bathrooms off. And I was like, okay, I'm going to just drop a new carpet in.
Are you redoing your bathroom too?
Yeah. Well, that's 25 years old.
Oh, I can't wait to see it.
So anyway, I get service. It came and I did it. I had zero hopes. Zero.
Okay.
The one stain been there for a year and a half, 2 years. Big yelp. Right in the center of the room, of course.
Smells good.
And the other one was underneath the window. That was the most recent one about a month and a half ago. So I get this stuff called My Pet Peed. Okay. Don't know the company. Don't know anything. I'm just telling you, if you have animals, you have to get this stuff. So you don't clean. You blot the air. You obviously clean up if it's chunky or whatever. Clean that up. And whatever's left behind, you squirt it. You squirt it on until it's done. You don't rub it in or anything. And you squirt it on the area. And you wait 24 hours. It dries. It does it. Literally no stain on my carpet.
Damn.
No stain.
And it gets the smell out?
Yeah, it's like it never even exists. I couldn't believe it. So I've used Nature's Miracle.
Sold.
I've used like upholstery stuff. I've used, you name it, I've used it. And I'm going to tell you something. My pet peed. And I had to, instantly, I had to text Kate because they have Frankie. Frankie's one of my garage cats, Frankie. And Frankie pukes and pisses everywhere. He's so bad, but they love him. And I mean, he's ruined. You can put this on your mattress, your carpet. Like, I'm telling you, my pet peed. And you don't care if it pees. This stuff is miracle worker. This was an old stain from almost 2 years ago that was gross.
They should be getting paying you a commission for this testimonial.
I know. I'm just telling you. And I even left, a review.
Good for you. Look at that.
Because I said I thought this was a scam. I was skeptical. I actually used an
Arnold
Stain. It
sounds like a fake review, but it's actually not.
No, it was a real review. I left it this morning because I got served it again.
All right, so go to My Pet Peed if you have those problems.
Get it on Facebook because they have a...
code?
I think it's like a cheaper version because Kate went to buy it off of Amazon. It was like $80. And if you go on Facebook, you get like the sprayer and a gallon. It was like $50 or $60. I mean, you get a whole gallon for $50. It sounds like a lot of money, but think of what it costs to replace your carpet.
Well, now since it costs $10 for a Starbucks, I mean, inflation is just, I don't know what anything should cost anymore.
But to replace your carpet's thousands.
Well,
I thought it was worth a shot.
Nice carpets like yours.
No, mine just comes from the carpet.
I buy my carpet from Wayfair, and my threshold for pricing is $50 because
This is set. This is wall to wall carpeting in your bedroom.
I know we can't have nice carpets in my house because of Lola. We got lesser quality than the lowest quality.
My pet peed.
Okay, well, I'm gonna look into that
because pets pee, poop, puke. They do it all. Gets it all out. These weren't even pee stains. These are puke stains. And I'm telling you, my carpet, you can't even see where it starts. Like, we got to wait 24 hours.
And then you wipe it up.
No, you don't even wipe it up. You don't got to do nothing. You just spray it. And
I wonder what it is.
I don't give a shit. It's so great. So great.
Well, we are on two different pages because I just overhauled all of my cleaning supplies. I'm getting rid of anything that's like remotely toxic.
Well, this could be toxic as hell. I didn't read it.
A brand called Branch Basics. I don't know. We'll see if it works. But my dog is allergic to Fabuloso.
What's
like
Fabuloso?
Love the way it cleans, love the way it smells, but it's just laced with so many chemicals, and I just had to get rid of it. So I'm overhauling everything. Hand soaps, what I clean
My pet peed might be very toxic. I don't even know what's in it. And quite honestly, it's a spot cleaner. So I didn't really care.
So you're only using it in a little spot. Yeah, that's
different. Using it on a piece it was so good though, guys. I'm telling you, honestly.
Week's episode was really good. And you covered a lot of ground in terms of, you know, what's happening to people's bodies during the change.
You didn't even scratch the surface.
I know. Well, there's a lot to talk about. There's a lot to talk about, right?
Yes.
And it's very much centered, like, in the beauty space because all these things happen and you see these changes aesthetically. Your hair, your skin, the weight gain,
Your nails.
Right. Your nails, exactly. So
your eyebrows fall out.
It's just a
lot. Your lashes get thin and scanty and go straight.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
A lot of things happen.
But I don't think you have to accept that. I just, listen, for better or for worse, I refuse to accept that, like, a rule's a rule. Like, no. Just because something is common doesn't mean that it's normal or that you have to accept it for you, especially in the world that we live in, where it's like everyone's kind of figuring out, like, this new paradigm and this new way of being in wellness and medicine. So we've partnered up with Dr. Kellyanne, and it's so funny because she reached out to us, and Francesca and I were like, oh my gosh. I was like, oh my gosh, that's amazing, because I use her bone broth. They do bone broth packets, and bone broth is really great if you have gut health issues because it helps, like, rebuild the lining of, like, an irritated digestive tract.
You know what's really great with bone broth too?
What?
If you drink bone broth maybe 15 to 20 minutes before you eat a meal, the warmth of the bone broth and the warmth of the liquid and the fluid will start to fill up. Because let's face it, as we age and go into peri and menopause and postmenopause, our metabolic systems start to slow down. That's why it's really hard to lose weight. So when you drink the bone broth 15 to 20 minutes prior to any large meal that you're going to have, you'll actually eat less because it gives you a sensation of being full. All right. I'm reading our comments. That's 2 cents.
No, I think that's, you know, and it helps when you warm your stomach, you're helping your digestion, right?
Yeah.
So you're helping your food to digest better. So we were really excited that they reached out. She's got a really successful bone broth line, couple of different flavors. I like the original and the Thai lemongrass. And she's just recently launched a line of supplements. So she's a naturopathic doctor, which I love because it's, you know, just a different approach and tackling things at the root cause. And this is called Dr. Kellyanne and Me. And it's literally a line of wellness supplements that are supposed to support you as you're going through perimenopause and postmenopause, or perimenopause, menopause, and postmenopause.
I don't have my glasses.
So the ingredients in here, I think, are really interesting. So you've got things that support hormonal health. You've got things that are going to support symptom relief. And you've got things that are going to support digestive wellness, which is going to help with, obviously, weight issues that can come with your estrogen declining and all that other stuff. So definitely check this out. We have a giveaway going on. It's supposed to help with sleep, which I've not tried these yet. I'm definitely going to, but I have not.
Is that magnesium in it?
I like to use my Winged for sleep. I don't see magnesium, no. Nope, I do not. But I could be missing it.
I would say add a little magnesium with it at nighttime.
But it's got some other really amazing ingredients in here that I
recognize.
I didn't
bring my glasses in.
So that's that. I think we talked a lot about...
I love following her. She's got really great tips.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm a fan.
And this is actually something that you can action, right?
Yeah.
So you can action this, you can add it to your routine, and you can see a difference. So Dr. Kellyanne and me, I think it's on her website. And check it out.
Yeah, it's good. She's got good advice, too.
She does. I definitely think she does.
I'm a Dr. Kellyanne fan.
The gut is everything. So I think so many people are walking around with gut issues because of things that we've talked about before. And people don't realize that that's the root of so many problems. It's the root of so many hormonal issues and so many other things. So she's a big proponent of healing your gut first and then tackling all these other symptoms that are plaguing you. Because oftentimes you fix the gut, you stop the symptoms.
Well, do you want to talk about that for a second?
I love talking about that.
You like talking about the gut?
I do.
All right. You are what you eat.
I think all disease starts in the gut.
Of course it does. And then all of it excretes through the skin.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yes, this is, what do the young people say, Emily? This is my Roman Empire? Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is my Roman Empire. Yes.
Yeah, it does.
Acne is caused internally.
Internally, and excretes through the skin.
There's a huge business in beauty. Billions of dollars, maybe not billions, maybe millions, hundreds of millions of dollars of products that sell you topical things for acne. But
it's
it'll
cystic.
Never
yeah,
go
yeah, it goes,
away
yeah,
unless you address the root cause. So I want you to elaborate this, but I have read and heard that there's a direct line, literally a direct line from the gut into the skin, and whatever doesn't get processed through the gut has to purge
it's
out through the skin.
Sweat. Well, it's all, listen, if you go, let's go back to sixth grade biology. Let's look at the naked little man that's got like the blood vessels and all that other stuff. And you have the lymphatic system. The lymphatic system is all throughout the body. And then what happens is like when you sweat, toxins come out. That's why I tell you, take a shower. Like when you sweat out toxins that are in the system that your body doesn't, body doesn't process. So
coffee.
You're starting to see a lot more kind of acne type prone skin, problematic skin now more than ever than you did maybe 30 or 40 years ago. It used to be you got the occasional prom pimple, right? Like, and that can be from dirty fingers or dirty hands or hormonal changes around your period or any
but
of that stuff.
But now we just have this rise in cystic.
It has to do with your food supply. It is honestly very difficult, I think, at times to look at the food that you're actually eating and eat organic. And it's interesting how expensive it is to eat real food.
But it's so much more than that.
The food is overly processed. Your body doesn't, it's when you overprocess food, you're overprocessing, you have a ton of chemicals that you're ingesting. If you ever look at a box of cereal that you feed your children or yourself, it's like my husband will eat like a thing of yogurt and put stuff on top and he looks at, and then I'll go to the gym and I go, do you really think that you're eating healthy? Really? And I'll look at it and I'll go, read that. And it's like, and he thinks he is.
Well, that's
like,
the thing.
Eat a thing of cereal. I'll go read the ingredients.
But that's the thing
it
that's
oats,
so
baby.
Frustrating is that people don't know. And food marketing is next to pharmaceuticals, it's the most heavily funded lobbyists in the government. So they're allowed to get away with saying a whole lot of things that are really misleading. And people just don't know. It's one of the things that I learned when I took that course through IIN is that I just became like appalled at what is allowed to be marketed as
lobbyists. They lobby to allow things to happen.
But it's toxins. Yeah. You look back at the 70s, Doris, or the 60s, and you look at people on the beach, there was no obesity. There was none of these chronic conditions that exist today. And now it's, you know, 64% of the population has a chronic disease, and higher than that is suffers from obesity. Because our food's fake.
Because we're eating the same amount, we're out and about the same amount, but we're heavier than ever. Listen, myself included, I'm heavier than ever. I'm actually at my heaviest weight I've ever been. But here's the deal. If you look at people that have, when we talk about chronic illnesses and chronic conditions, you look at things like lupus, you look at things like chronic fatigue syndrome, you look at
MS,
you look at a lot of these diseases that are out there, and they're inflammatory diseases, and inflammation is coming directly from your food sources.
And from glyphosate.
That's coming because that's on your food.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
It's interesting too, because I don't know how many of us, so many of us, like I'm 61, and in the morning, a lot of times I get up and my knees hurt, my fingers and stuff like that. But that's part of the aging process, right? Because if I was a car, I'd have a purple tag on my ass that said I'm an antique and get cheaper insurance. But it has to do, I can tell when I eat certain foods. Now, even real food. So you really, I mean, this could go into podcast after podcast for the next year, for years.
Good, I love it.
But like if you have inflammatory illnesses too, there even in whole real foods, there's certain foods you should stay away from.
But you know what's so frustrating? And I'm so glad I'm at the point in my life where I just don't care anymore. And I think it's really important to like speak the truth.
You hit that a lot people, younger than me.
The right people will hear it. And for those that don't, like, you do your thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you know, it's fascinating because food is everything, like we're talking about. It just is. At the end of the day, you can heal yourself from a lot of things by changing what you eat. But most doctors, because of the way that they're trained, and I'll use the word trained so I don't use something else, but they'll tell you, oh, what you eat doesn't matter. What you eat doesn't matter. You're going through cancer treatment. What do they tell you? What you eat doesn't matter. It's like,
well,
there's
the
explosions
thing,
coming out of my head. Yeah. What? How can you say that?
Well, I mean, yeah,
it's wild.
You look, it's interesting because there's a lot of things, and like cancer loves sugar.
It's food for it.
Disease is the word dis-ease, which means the opposite of actually ease, right? Dis means none, not, no. Sugar. Sugar will feed. Think sugar's like life to this stuff.
That's it. So like, again, you know, I hear these things where people are like, oh, they're taking this treatment or this treatment. It's like, even like my dad, you know, he was going through treatment of an illness and you know, he's not watching this, so it's okay. But I would get so frustrated because I'd be like, Dad, you're going through this treatment. You're going to have surgery. Like, why are you not changing the way that you're eating so that you're creating an environment that the illness can't grow in? To me, it just seems so obvious. And I wish that was, you know, more taught. I wish doctors would promote that more because we'd have such a healthier population.
Well, then companies wouldn't make any money and doctors wouldn't make them because everybody'd be healthy.
I know. But we put out our authority to these people that stand to make a lot of money off of these things. And I'm just waiting until like we put our heads together and like figure that out, that maybe that's not the smartest thing that we can do as a society, right? Like, yeah. Conflicts of interest are real.
Well,
and big corporations
are.
Run American society.
But I do think that a lot of times a lot of people feel like they're doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like I'm listening to what my doctor says, I'm doing the right thing, I'm doing this and that, and you feel like you're on the right path because you don't know any better.
Yeah, which I think is so unfair.
It is unfair.
You know?
And then you say, okay, do your own research, and research can take you a million different ways, or really good research can be so suppressed you can't find it, and it's on the 18th page of Google.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, so absolutely.
It can be really daunting. And I mean, I think you could, if somebody has like certain symptomatology, okay, I would strongly tell them to go to like an integrated medical doctor.
Like a functional medicine.
Functional medicine, yeah. And let them do a blood panel. and you'll see your RH panels, you'll see all of these things. Because like I said, I've said this before, any physician in any type, whether you're a DO, a dentist, a podiatrist, a chiropractor, an MD, it doesn't matter, will tell you that your blood work is the key to your health.
What? But not just the regular. I think it's really important to point out.
Well, no, and I said an integrated medicine.
Because
not
a regular doctor is going to tell you.
He's going to do a CBC with differentials.
That your levels are normal. And you know who they use as normal? Like people that are wildly unhealthy, have a whole mass of health conditions. And that's the level that's normal in this country. But when you look at a functional medicine doctor, they're going to tell you what is optimal. So normal and optimal are two different things.
Agreed.
That's what it's very important to point
out. Yeah, but it's also, they'll run different panels.
Right. They'll run 18 pages worth of stuff.
Yeah, an integrated doctor will run. So most of the time, if you go to your regular doctor and you say, oh, I have to get my blood work done, they're going to do what they call a CBC with diff. It's a CBC with differentials. So, and it's a
What does a CBC mean? Like your basic workup?
Yeah, it's just your basic cellular body count, that whole thing. It counts your red blood cells, your white blood cells, your hematocytes, all that stuff. And the CBC with diff, and they'll do differentials in there that look at like different levels, your BUN, your creatinine, all these things. And we can get into those things if anybody's ever really interested. But an integrated medicine will run a 20-page report, and they'll go so deep, and you'll find the root of your problem.
You will.
And I'm going to tell you right now, your insurance ain't going to pay for it. They will not pay for it.
Nope.
But it will probably be the best money that you ever spent. That I'll tell you. Because you'll find out really, and then it's up to you what you want to do with that information, right? But if you don't feel great, and a lot of times, yes, food, yes, it can be menopausal conditions, yes, it can be a lot of this stuff, but really your answer lies in your blood work.
Yeah, and it's just, are you willing to make the changes, right? Because
an easy change. I'm not giving up coffee for
I don't think you need to give
anyone.
Up coffee.
Well, coffee's really crappy for you.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Not if you drink organic coffee that's free of the mold and the fungus.
Well, this is Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, well, this is Starbucks, but I usually drink mushroom coffee.
Because I am a cleaning prostitute, and I expect my coffee for free.
Listen, if you're cleaning the house, you deserve a free cup of coffee. But
I get free Dunkin' Donuts.
How do you find a reputable functional medicine doctor? I think that's a good question. I think there is actually a website, Dr. Mark Hyman, who has another podcast that's really good, The Doctor's Pharmacy. He's like the father of functional medicine. He has a website where you can go and you can look up a functional medicine practitioner in your area.
The one
I see is actually remote, and insurance doesn't cover it, so it is an investment. But again, it's an investment in your health, because I had some really bad, really, really bad digestive issues, like basically for my whole life. But 2 years ago, they really flared up. And I went to a traditional GI doctor, and I was so appalled. Literally appalled.
Well, you shouldn't be.
Okay. All they do is like, oh yeah, okay. Here's a script.
That's how they're trained. So don't be appalled.
But you're not fixing anything for me.
But you're going to a medical doctor. A medical doctor is a doctor of medicine. So they treat symptomatology. So if I come in there and I say, every time I eat, my gut hurts, what are they going to give you? They're going to give you some sort of an antacid. They're going to say your body's producing more acid.
So they're just masking a symptom instead of getting to the root of the problem.
Yeah, they're treating a symptom, but that's how they're trained. So it's... Don't be...
Then I went to my functional medicine doctor, and I was like,
they're trained a little differently. Nutritionists are trained differently. So you have to look at where you're headed and what direction. So don't hate the messenger if you need...
I know, you're right. But here's the thing that I find frustrating, right? Is that like, you and I, okay, we're in the beauty business. Someone tells us, oh, there's an ingredient that's been discovered that it's really not good and you really shouldn't use it anymore. Okay,
then I discontinue
We're not going to use it anymore.
Yeah.
What I find interesting about the medical world is... people are like committed to a belief system, and you can tell them like, hey, it's been discovered that this is not good for you. This has been proven. This is a different way of looking at things. And people are just like, no, I don't care about facts.
There's a syndrome
Get
for that.
Get those facts away from me. I don't want to see them. You're crazy. It's like,
It's something in the frontal cortex, and I forget what it's called. But if you're going down there and it say, I believe that this is green, and I can give you 500 reasons and illustrations and everything to tell you, no, this is pink. But if you've been taught all your life that this is green, you will never see it
and
as
your
pink.
And your livelihood is dependent on it, and your identity is dependent on it.
You also have to like admit that you were wrong, and it's really hard for people to admit, oh my God, I was fooled. I'm wrong. I have to see a different way. There's actually a thing about cognitive dissonance. Yes. There you go. I don't have any cognitive nothing today, but that's what it's called.
Oh, you're so good for the one-liner stories. Crack me up. All right. Listen, we got 7 minutes left, and if you don't get into PD at one, I'm going to get like slashed. So let's go into this game really quick because I think it'll be fun. We might only be able to do two each.
I'm going to ask you.
You're going to ask me first?
I'm going to ask you, too. Right, I'm going to give you the 7 minutes, and then we'll follow up next week.
We each have to do one.
Okay, what is one thing about the beauty industry that you found out that you wish you knew before you started in the beauty business?
Oh, can I actually have two? Can I do two? Can I have the floor? Okay, my two. Number one is basically a recap of what we just talked about, which is that I love makeup and I love getting dolled up, but I wish I knew getting into this that like the acne that I suffered with or the hyperpigmentation, right, is it's coming from inside. So those things have to be addressed via internal routes, and I could have saved myself so much money and heartache and aggravation in trying to clear acne and things like that if I would have just understood that. And I think what's frustrating is that, and it's something that I think I take a lot of pride in that we never do, is that these companies really, they bait these young people like I was when I was 18, 19, 20, who are suffering with these conditions that really cause us to feel really insecure and not good about ourselves. And it's like, okay, just pay $20 more for this treatment, $20 more for this treatment. It's like, it's never really going to fix it. So I think that I wish I would have known that, right? That a lot of the things that are marketed in beauty actually are lifestyle related and need to be changed by lifestyle choices. The other thing that I wish that I would have had a crystal ball to see and realize is what social media was going to do to young women. I think I got out of that. So my generation is like, got out of adolescence and teenage years right before social media kind of became a thing, right? And I think now it's crazy to see how impressionable people are and what a low sense of worth that people have because of the fake, unrealistic, unattainable beauty standards that are set by fake AI filters on social media, and people are just chasing after that with products and procedures and anything that they can get their hands on. And I just wish that we could, as a society, have a little bit of a reset and say that, like, no, your intrinsic worth and your value doesn't come from what lipstick you're wearing or what foundation you're wearing. It comes from how you feel about yourself. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. That makes sense. I think what happens, and that's been going on prior, before social media, it used to be when I was growing up, you had the Marlboro Man would have big cigarette hanging out his mouth, or you had like really hot, thin, really attractive women that smoked Virginia Slims. And on it, it says most doctors recommend Marlboro or Camels.
Isn't that amazing?
So it's marketing.
If science was never questioned, your doctor would still be recommending you smoke.
Yeah. So the thing is that it's not so much social media is just an extension of marketing, right? Like, and of mass marketing and
but it used to be less concentrated.
But
people don't look up now. They are down in their phone. They don't even live real life. They live to see someone else's life on social media.
Well, that's a whole new podcast, and maybe we can talk about that next week. There's so many things that we can talk about, but that thing that you were talking about, social media, I just said it might not have been a big thing. You might have been coming into it, social media. We didn't have cell phones when I was already in my late 20s. That didn't come along till after I had Devin. So what, 30 years? But there were other forms of it. And I think ultimately that people intrinsically want to fit in. So they play off of that part.
Which is fine, but you just...
They want to be accepted. They want to fit in.
It's like a real-life video game now. Yeah. It's one thing to see a magazine ad and be like, oh, I want to look like that. But it's quite another when you have people using literally AI filters on their face and being like, why don't I look like this?
Well, every magazine...
You're not supposed to.
Magazine, even to this day, if you're watching TV and you see a large, cosmetic... advertisement for mascara and they've got fake eyelashes on.
Oh, I know. How is that even legal?
Because they put a little tiny disclaimer on the bottom.
Model
it says,
is wearing false lashes.
Inserts. Lash inserts, it says.
False advertising.
Yeah, well, advertising is what... Listen, I think advertising's great because I think if you have a great product, how would someone know if you didn't advertise it? I do think that there needs to be standards. I do think it's going to get incredibly worse before it ever gets better.
And the whole takeover of AI, I wish I could disagree with you, but I can't.
AI is going to be unobtainable. Like, the way that they're... What's happening? I remember what Elon Musk said. He said, that's the biggest threat to humanity is AI.
People are embracing it with open arms, Doris.
Because
they are running to it like it's the light and savior of the world.
Well, for some things, it's really good. For some things, it's positive. But for some things, it's not. But you have to remember, too, AI is only as good as who is programming it. So you have to look at who's programming it. Where is the programming coming from? Where is the information coming from?
And what's the incentive?
What are the and it goes through all these algorithms and picks up the information. So, but I do think that situation's been around forever, and there's been advertisements and stuff like that forever, just different forms of it.
I agree, but I
way
think
different
you
forms
could have
of, but you're getting
from
bombarded
it
now.
You could have gotten away from it before.
Well, you didn't have a cell phone.
Yeah.
You're walking around with a computer in your hand.
Yeah, you didn't have a cell phone. You could turn it off, and you just can't do that now. And I think I just feel so sorry for this younger generation. And now, even, which I sometimes like, wow, I have daughters. So it's like, what example are we setting that you have to be this thing that you're not? Like, no. I want to say that, like, everybody, you should do whatever you want, right? And whatever makes you feel good, you should do. But I think, like, we need to get back to, like, a place in society where people have this sense of worth that comes from who they are and their character. I mean, am I getting too, like, crazy here? But it's just
I think that is really convoluted. Like, if you, getting back into, you're talking about, like, really centering individuals, and I think that's not an easy task to do, because I do believe that there's so many different layers and waves of how that happens and how you get back to your own personal
self-worth.
Maybe
it's the shrooms talking to me. I don't know. I didn't take them today.
Maybe I need to start taking these things.
I'm telling you, Doris, it's amazing, like, what they do for your brain. They just rewire and they reprogram it, and it's pretty amazing stuff. And you know what's crazy? It will put pharmaceutical companies out of business, which is why you're not hearing more about it, because there will be no more SSRIs. You won't need them. There's no more anti-daily depressants, because you do like a microdose, you know, over the course of 30 days. And it's like, oh, I don't need that shit anymore. My perspective is different. I see the world differently. Like, it's hard to describe.
No, listen, I'm for all the, you know me, I like the shrooms. I use them topically and I take them every day. I don't microdose. I probably should, but I do take them. I do take them as a supplement, and I just take them.
That's going to be our next
The shroom talk?
No, that's going to be our next product.
Mushroom supplements?
Yes.
Okay.
I think we should do that.
All right, let's do it then.
All right, we have to
end already, guys.
Because
that was so fast.
If you don't
so much
go
fun.
Into PD, I don't want to get the wrath. Just saying.
Oh, when's that launching?
It's teasing. It's teasing today.
Oh,
Doris's
oh,
favorite
oh,
product.
Oh,
be quick, because okay. We're going to get yelled at.
Shit. Okay, guys, I have to tell you that we are launching something. Is it launching today?
Next week.
Okay.
You can sign up on the wait list. You can sign up on the wait list today.
You have never seen anything
like this.
You got to
look there, though.
Yeah, because I want to use this for social.
Okay, you have never, ever, 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 ever seen anything like this. This is, it's called This Corrects Everything. It's our green cream, but it's so much more. So this was created for redness.
And sensitive skin.
Sensitive skin. Well, that's red skin. I was just talking to this young girl at QVC who was micing me up on Tuesday, and she was asking me, she had rosacea all over her skin, and I can't wait to give her this. But so this is infused with like amazing ingredients like aloe and chamomile and colloidal oatmeal. So what this does, watch, I show you, and you're saying, Doris, what is it? So green on the color wheel counteracts red. So it used to be makeup artists would put like a green spackle on your face, right, to get rid of it. So let me, now, oh, it's interesting too, because I have a
prime it.
All, it's airless, that's why. All right, so I should have primed it before we started. So that it's 20. 21. But does this one work?
Let me see.
You want to get a different
one? No, prime it. There it goes, of course.
Prime it as many times as I primed it. Okay, watch what's going to happen. So when you open this up, you're going to look at it and you go, that's really weird.
You're going to be like, why am I putting this on my skin?
Why am I putting green cream on my face? If you have redness, rosacea, irritants in your skin,
I don't have rosacea anymore, but I have redness.
Okay, watch what's going to happen. This is the most incredible stuff you've ever seen. Ready? It instantly will
color correct.
Did you saw that pink?
Neutralize, that erase the red, and deeply hydrate.
Deeply hydrate. Calm, soothe that redness, but it becomes this. Did you see that pink? Where's the pink? That was so
let
great.
Let me see. Gone.
So if you have redness in your skin, so this can be all you wear. So this is so great because the little girl that I was talking to, she goes, I'm so scared to put anything on my skin because it's going to irritate my skin more.
Most people who have sensitive skin feel that way.
This you're going to put on your skin. It's not going to irritate your skin more. It gives you the perfect, whether you're fair, medium, deep, it will go ahead and neutralize that redness, give you this beautiful tint, hydrate, moisturize. You can use this as a base or that's it. Your choice, depending if you're a minimalist and you just want to even it out, get rid of the look of that redness on your skin and help to take care of that redness on your skin. So I'm telling you, rosacea, eczema, all that
we
stuff.
We developed
that's on there.
This specifically for redness, specifically for you if you have sensitive skin.
So look,
that's it. That's the speech.
Here. It is, and everyone always asks me products that you make that you think are, like, to me, this is the biggest game changer. I believe that we've done it to all 10 in eons. Even though we have so much new this year, we do. We work and hard. This right here, to me, that is, you saw.
That's
now
your
watch.
Favorite new launch. Mine
now
is
watch.
The new serum spray.
That pink stain is still there. You didn't see it once it was covered up. That pink stain is still there. So it's that good. So it'll just literally cover up any of that redness, and it
looks
goes
scary,
it's
goes
not,
on flawlessly.
Yeah, it leaves a beautiful tint, a gorgeous glow to the skin, so it's not going to look dry. How many times you put on stuff that's like, what's that stuff that you put like on poison ivy and stuff? When you put
calamine,
yeah, like a calamine lotion, then you put that on, and it feels cakey, and it
looks
dry
cakey
on your skin, and it looks cakey, and you're masking the problem and making it look like.
Worse.
Oh, here, I've got a big chunk of redness on my face. This right here, the most unbelievable, beautifully hydrated, gorgeous. Wait, I can't wait. If you, it's
get
just
on the wait
redness.
List. It's on doll10.com now. It'll launch officially next week. We are actually pre-launching. So what we do is we always want to make the pre-launch quantities available to you. That's why we have a wait list. All right, I hate to do this, but we have to end the episode. Thank you so
it
much
so
for
much
spending
fun.
Your time
so
with
much
us.
I have so much to talk about.
I know, we always do. We could go on for days.
For days.
But we'll be back next Thursday. I think, even though we have a big shoot in the office.
And we have Canada.
I think we'll be back next Thursday. We're
I'll
gonna
have
try.
To look at my time. We'll be
We're
back
try.
At some point in time next Thursday. We'll get it an hour in.
We'll or half an hour or something.
Something.
All right.
We'll get in there.
We love you, dolls. Thanks for being
Bye,
part
dolls.
Of our doll squad.